こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能で調整できますので試してみてください。1個目、ピューリサーチセンターがアメリカで1801人を対象に行った調査で、 Facebook の利用者の 36% が他人が個人情報を必要以上に共有してくることについてうんざりしていると回答しました。しかし Facebook を利用している主な理由として 47% は友人の写真や動画を見るためと回答。回答者の約半数は Facebook 上に200人以上の友人がいると回答しています。おととい10周年を迎えた Facebook は現在世界で12億人のユーザーがいます。
Pew Research Center found that 36% of Facebook users are tired of seeing personal updates from friends after conducting a study involving 1,801 users。47% of users specified viewing photos and videos of friends as the primary reason for using Facebook. More than half of the respondents had more than 200 Facebook friends, and Facebook, currently celebrating their 10-year anniversary, now has more than 1.2 billion users.
10周年だってもう。
1.2 billion is a lot.
Yeah, 12億人世界で。
How many people are on this planet? 7 billion?
I don't know.
And counting? You have no idea?
No.
Pretty sure it's a, we're just over
But,
7 billion.
去年だっけ、この同じ Pew Research Center がやった研究で、あのネット使ってる人の半分以上、70% とかだっけ、が Facebook 使ってるって言ってたよ。
Hmm.
すごい数だよね。でも確かに、あのこの必要以上に個人情報を共有してくる人いるよね。
どこまで必要？
なんかあの、だからほら、結婚しましたとか、子供が生まれましたとか、近況報告的なやつはやっぱりね、ああよかったねってなるし、コメントとかもみんなするじゃん、しやすいじゃん。でもさ、写真とかも何にもないなんか独り言みたいなのをめっちゃいっぱい頻繁につぶやく人とかいるじゃん。
Yeah.
そうするとなんか、え、これどうしたらいいかなみたいな。
Or cat pictures. いらない cat pictures
more. Shut up.
People
are
Everybody
wants to see cat pictures.
I have a dedicated cat album.
だから写真とかはさ、やっぱね、面白いからいいんだけど、あ、この人こんな元気にしてんだとか。
But there's a lot of pictures of like, it's like, oh, I cooked something again.
Oh, yeah.
なるほど。
あとさ、赤ちゃん生まれてそれはいいんだけど、 Day 1, Day 2, Day 3, Day 15, Day 16みたいなさ、毎日見させられるみたいな。
Are you gonna do that?
Okay. I hope not. But、yeah. でも写真がついてればまだいいけど、やっぱ独り言系が一番、あの熱血的なやつ、しかもちょっと見てるだけで疲れるみたいな。
I don't like political stuff, especially when it's stupid.
Oh yeahそうだね。
Even if you're right, I don't like it. But
yeah.
just yeah.
あとあの、
some of that venting is at other people's expense. I feel like.
そう、絶対そう。あの、結構自分がかわいそうみたいな話ばっかりする人とかいるじゃん。
There's a lot of
それ結構疲れる。
ナンパされた情報。
多い多い。女の子ね、多いね。なんかまたこんな変な男がいてとかの独り言いっぱいつぶやくみたいなね。
Yeah, people that have been single for like
ever. 、yeah. そうだね。でもこの回答者の約半数は Facebook 上に200人以上の友達がいるっていうのもね。
How many Facebook friends do you have?
私多分 a bit less than 600, like 500何十とか。でも大体みんなそんな感じじゃない？
I actually have no idea where I'm at. Maybe similar.
600何十とか。
Yeah.
大体みんなそんぐらいだよね。多分なんか100、200とかだとちょっと結構選んでるのかなって感じ。あと1000何百とかだともうなんかめっちゃ友達多いか、知らない人も入れちゃってるかどっちかかな。
Do you have a lot of requests?たまってる、
たまらないように結構 not now, not now, not now してる、変な人も多いじゃん、すごい。だから
Yeah, usually people you don't really know at all.
うん、そうだね。あのなんか インド人の男性とかすごい多い。
I feel there's a lot of different ways to use Facebook though. Some people use it to promote things and connect with a lot of people.
Yeah.
And then some people just use it to share things with friends that they're kind of close with.
Yeah, yeah. そうだね。人によって全然違うね。
Yeah.
あの、仕事的に使ってる人と。
But, yeah, so this study is saying that people are getting tired of it and using it less and using it mostly for just photos and stuff.
確かに昔よりはステータスアップデートする人が減ったよね。昔なんかさ、
You probably just blocked those people.
No, I feel like 昔結構みんなステータス、なんか5年、6年前とかさ、みんなもっとくだらないこととかでも、ツイッターばりにステータス結構しょっちゅう変えてたイメージだった。でも最近なんか、よっぽどのことがないと別に、なんか、そんなポストしてる人あんまり見ない、hmm. そのなんかくだらない短いステータスはもうみんなツイッターに書いてる感じじゃない、多分。あとほら家族とかがやっぱ最近いるから変なこと言えないみたいなのもあると思うけど。 Do you have like any family members on your Facebook? You have your sister.
Yeah, just a couple. But
私も別に見られて困るっていうのはないけど、
I feel like I'm using Facebook for myself more often now, where I just...
What do you mean?
Sometimes I upload pictures, but I'm not even showing it to anybody. Just...
Ah, backup みたいな感じ。
Well, my computer is filled with podcast stuff. I don't have any space.
Right.
So I'm like using Facebook for that. But yeah, this trend, I'd definitely be part of this statistic where I... used it more often before, and I've kind of realized that, you know, if you're just on Facebook and you're watching other people do this and do that and travel and go to Disneyland and be in love and do all this other crap, and then you're just like, if you're on Facebook, you're on Facebook. It's not that exciting.
まあね、
It's always, if you're on Facebook, it's always, you're always going to be in the shittier.
That's not true.
Don't you?
Because I mean,
in that moment, don't you kind of get this feeling like when you're scrolling through stuff and you see like people doing really cool shit? It's like, wait a second, why am I just on Facebook?
FOMO.
Yeah, but in a good way.
I don't get that though. I mean, because I know that from my experience, I know that pictures look more exciting than it actually is, especially party pictures and stuff. So. I don't feel like I missed out on anything. But, どうかね。でも、it's really nice to see people, like, なんかもう本当何年も会ってなくて、全然国も散らばってる人が多いじゃん。そうすると、あ、なんか、あ、結婚したんだとか、あ、なんか山登ってるとかさ。it's nice to see them, I guess. なんか久しぶりにポストしてる人とかはね。
Yeah.
あ、この人、こんな人いたわ、そういえばみたいな。でもやっぱフレンズの数が増えれば増えるほど、まあどうでもいい人も増えるじゃん、どうしても。どうでもいい人っていうか、本当に 1,2 回しか会ってなくて別にアップデートいらない人とか。だからまあそりゃね、全部面白いっていうわけにはいかない、ね。
Do you feel like you are more okay with not kind of making that effort to meet certain people because you interact on Facebook? There's people that I consider good friends that I haven't seen in a long time, but I guess I kind of interact with them on Facebook, so it's okay.
そうだね。あの、他の国とかに住んでる場合は確かにそうかも。なんかあんまり心が離れちゃってる感じがしないっていうか、you know, we're still good friends.
Well, there are a lot of people that I think there are people that you would completely forget about. Like,
そうそうそう、
completely.
絶対あるよ、それは。
But that they're kind of still part of your life because they're on Facebook.
Yeah, there are so many people like that on my Facebook. Like, 例えばスペインに留学してた時に会った人たちとか、もう全然国もバラバラだし、I won't even think about them if I didn't have Facebook, you know? But we're connected, so I see their kids' faces and, you know, their husbands, and it's pretty crazy. So,
if it weren't for that, the next time you'd meet that person, you'd be like, you wouldn't even know. Yeah, you'd have so many questions.
Yeah.
But now you meet someone that you haven't met for 5 years or something.
Yeah. 特にうちらなんて。
And it's like, oh, you're up to, you're doing this and...
Yeah. 特にうちらなんてポッドキャストもやっちゃってるから、あのすっごい久しぶりに会った人に、あ、猫飼ったんでしょとか言われるもん。で、え、なんで知ってんのみたいな。そしたら、聞いてるから、みたいなさ。
あ、Facebook じゃなくて。
うん。だからまあ、Facebook も Twitter も、もうポッドキャストも、なんでもね、そういうメディアとかソーシャルネットワーキングサイトは、あれだよね。でも日本は Facebook そんなに流行ってんのかな？そんなあんまり聞かないよね。
But we have,
I mean, I'm sure they have it.
There are a lot of people on our Facebook page, though.
あ、そうだね。今、1万2000人とか、多分、ライクしてくれてると思う。Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Should we make a mixi? Are we too late? もう遅い。
まだあんの？ミクシーとか言ったらミクシーの人に怒られちゃうかな。まだあったら。Sorry. I used to use it a lot.
I'm sure you would. もっとやる。
次、ベルギーの製薬会社が新しい遺伝子薬の開発のために特殊能力を持った人を募集しています。痛みに鈍感であったり、手術後の治癒が通常より早かったり、免疫が異常に高かったり、難病が奇跡的に治ったケースなどが対象になります。こうしたケースはこれまで医療現場で多々目撃されていますが、そういった人々を集めて大規模な調査が行われたことはありませんでした。例として10歳のパキスタン人の少年が痛みを感じることなく自分の皮膚をナイフで傷つけたり、焼けた炭の上を歩いたりしたケースがありました。これを調べた結果、その少年を含む同じ地域の人々には神経の表面に存在するはずの特定のタンパク質がないことが分かり、現在新薬の研究につながっています。また骨粗鬆症の新薬も南アフリカの一部の地域に住む骨が強靭な人々の調査をもとに開発されました。応募した特殊能力を持つ人の中で最も素晴らしいものには100万円の賞金が出ます。
A Belgian pharmaceutical company is currently searching for people with special abilities. They are targeting attributes like resistance to pain, fast healing, and immunity or resistance to disease. After a 10-year-old Pakistani child was discovered to be unable to feel pain, researchers found that he lacked a protein responsible for nerve sensitivity. New medications are being developedfor osteoporosis after researchers found that populations in South Africa have unusually high bone density. The best submission will receive 1 million yen in award money.
はい。100万円欲しい。けど特殊能力がない。ある？
Me?
Yeah.
ないかな。I don't know.
X-Men 的。でもさ、思うんだけど。
なさそう。
あの特殊能力に多分本人が気づいてない場合いっぱいありそうだよね。その
Well, that was the whole plot of the movie Unbreakable.
Oh yeah, そうだね。
That he didn't notice himself.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Bruce Willis.
That yeah, he was a superhero or he had super abilities.
Yeah, あのだから X-Men ばりにさ、なんか指から何この爪が出てきちゃうとかだったら分かりやすいけど、この
What?
手術の後
違うよ。That Wolverine had adamantium.
Yeah, I know, but
implanted.
Like, yeah, but I mean, like, X-Men people みたいに if it's obvious, if it's yeah. obviously special, then you can easily tell that you're special. But like, その手術後の治癒が通常より早いとか絶対そういう人いると思うけど、他の人とその人自身は比べたことないから。自分がどれだけ恵まれてるか気づかなそうだよね、なかなか。あ、みんなこういうもんじゃないのみたいな。
Yeah, I think so.
Like, I had a friend, it's a bit different, but I had a friend who had 卵巣の腫瘍、
何それ
tumor in her ovary がある子がいたのね。で、その子ずっと何年もあの骨盤の横のとこがポコって出てたんだって。スキンが。その腫瘍が大きくなっちゃったから、でもみんなそうだと思って全然気づかなかったんだって。
え、
なんかそれが普通だと思って全然気づかなくて、結局手術して、まあ今元気なんだけど、だからそういうさ、なんていうの、みんなやっぱ自分の体ね慣れてるから、なんか特別なことがあっても本人は気づかなそうだよね。 さすがにナイフで切っても痛くないとかは分かりやすいけどさ。
It seems like you'd find these people in athletics or sports, right? Because there's definitely freak athletes in sports.
Yeah.
There are people that have strange abilities, whether it's movement or reflexes or...
そうだね。
Like, look at like Anderson Silva.
Yeah.
Guys like that. How can he move so fast?
Yeah. そうね。
Like, people aren't even... Well, he got knocked out, so it seems weird now, but...But there are people like that that have these freak abilities, for sure.、うん、And we see it. We see it anytime we watch sports.
そうね。だからこの実際に骨粗鬆症の薬にももうそういうのが使われてるっていう。面白いよね。でも確かにそうだよね。そういうアビリティがある人を一気に調べれば役に立ちそうだよね。
I feel like my brother has the bone density thing.
Oh, really?
They, like, measured my brother's bone density, and it was, like, off the chart. He's kind of built weird.
それ元々なのかな? それとも、なんか遺伝子的なものなのか? それとも環境とか食べたものとかに?
Well, his 肩幅 is ridiculous, my brother.
Okay.
Like, the widest shoulders. I didn't get that.when he was a kid, he was scrawny and he was like wiry and running around, and he actually broke his arm, tripping over a vacuum cleaner. He was chasing my sister and tripped over a vacuum cleaner. But then, as he got older, like his wrists are just huge, and he doesn't really work out, but.If we arm wrestle, he'll just wham. He can just beat me in a second now.
強いんだ、もともと。ね、それも特殊の、ちょっとこれ応募してみれば、100万円はもらえないかもしれない。Yeah, they should do it. He should do it. でも痛みの鈍感さは人によって全然違うよね。すごい、ちょっとの痛みでさ、なんか、うわーっとかなっちゃう人と、結構痛くても、あ、まだ平気っていう人といるじゃん。
Yeah.
もう簡単な例で言うと、ピアスとかさ、開ける時もいやーとか痛いとか言う人と全然なんともない人、
like pain and discomfort are kind of different, don't you think so?
Yeah, I guess.
Like pain doesn't bother me that much, but I hate being uncomfortable. Does that make sense?
Like, なんか胃腸の調子が悪いとかそういうこと。
No, here's a good example. The test for the bird flu or whatever.
Ah, 鼻に綿棒突っ込むやつね。
They did that to me, and I was just like, I was struggling.
あれ痛くない普通に discomfort 通り越して。
No.
痛いよ。
No, I don't really. Pain doesn't bother me that much. It's just uncomfortable stuff really bothers me. Like that.
そうだね。あの鼻に突っ込む、あの綿棒がめっちゃ長いもんねあれ。え、これ本当に入れんの?みたいな。Yeah.
Well, I don't know if they've ever done that to me before, but I had a lot of confidence before the nurse did that. I was like, oh yeah, I got this. But then I was just like,
yeah,
struggling.
変な話、穴に何かを入れる、その医療現場において穴に何かしらを入れられるっていうのは常にやっぱり不快だよね。
Well, yeah.
うん。か胃カメラとかね、胃カメラもそうだし、その鼻に入れるのもそうだし、
But some people like getting their ears cleaned and like just.
まあ、ears は別に。
Really?
They don't really stick anything too deep, だって eardrums あるから。あとだからほら、男の人とかも、何?なんか、cancer のチェックとかでさ、後ろから。入れられたりとか女の子もね子宮のチェックとかで入れたりとかあれは本当にね確かに痛くないけど It's really uncomfortable.
Are you speaking from experience?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, I hate that. Oh my god. 多分結構一番嫌かも今暮らしの中で
What? I'm sure
一番 uncomfortable.
There are a lot of girls that wouldn't mind that though.
Yeah, 特に先生が男だとねなんか すごい嫌だ。多分女の子はみんな、あ、わかるってなると思う。It feels, it's like, it's really weird because you chose to be there. You're paying for it.
Yeah.
And no one is forcing you, but you still feel violated for some reason. I really hate it, but we have to do it. 結構痛みに強い、マイケル。
Yeah, I've broken things and I don't even notice. Like, I didn't even realize when I broke my foot. I broke my ribs snowboarding and I just kept snowboarding. I never went to the doctor. And then it
just... へこんでるもんね、ちょっと。
Yeah, it's like fucked up.
私一回も骨を折ったことないんだよね、今まで。生まれてこの方。全然そういうアクティブな子供じゃなかったし。
One of my friends just broke her arm.
Oh, how?
Fell, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't ask. I should have asked.
Okay. What? え、それだけ?
Yeah, just like yesterday. That's why.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay, okay. かわいそうだね。大人になってから骨折れたくないね。
Yeah, not good.
次。アメリカ大学の調査でコーヒーに依存している人が増加している傾向が見られ専門家がカフェイン症候群の危険性を呼びかけています。一般的にカフェイン依存からの脱出は簡単と思われていますが依存している人の約半数が摂取をやめられないもしくは量を減らせずその中には日常生活に支障をきたすほどのケースも多々あるということが分かっています。同大学によるとカフェインは1日最高 400mg に抑えるべきでこれはカップ2から3杯分に相当します。妊娠中の女性や不安障害や睡眠障害がある人は半分の 200mg に抑えるべきだそうです。
As the number of people dependent on caffeine continues to rise as indicated in a study done by American University, experts warn of the health risks associated with something they are now calling caffeine use disorder.Caffeine use disorder results from caffeine addiction and the subsequent withdrawal symptoms, which make it difficult to continue or even reduce consumption of caffeine. Giuliano, one of the researchers involved in the study, suggests limiting caffeine consumption to 400 milligrams per day, the equivalent of 2 to 3 cups. She also suggests that pregnant women and people who experience insomnia or anxiety should consume less than 200 milligrams per day.
コーヒー飲む?
Sometimes.
I never drink coffee anymore. 多分1年ぐらい飲んでないもん。1年、うん、1年ぐらい。
Congratulations.
Thanks. なんか気づいたの。コーヒー飲んだ後にいい気分になった試しがないっていう。なんか、I feel bloated and I feel overly full after drinking coffee.
What kind of coffee are you drinking?
なんでも、ブラックで飲んでも、ラテでも、何にしろ、なんか、異常になんかむくんだりとかすっごいお腹いっぱいなんか満腹感とかあとあの頭が痛くなるのねあのミルク入れなかったりするとさ、うん、だからもうずっとティー飲んでる最近玄米茶とか飲んでるおばあちゃんみたいに、
I think a lot of at least concerning people with insomnia as long as you drinkthe coffee earlier in the day、
mm.
like don't drink it after maybe 1 p.m.
yeah it's really stupid I had insomnia when I was in the office right、mm-hmm. when I was working in the office and I was just like complaining like oh I can't sleep at night but I was drinking so much coffee at work
yeah
that's so stupid right it's like 何やってんの悪循環
yeah yeah coffee I think coffee can be really bad for you, actually. I think it can be one of the worst things you can do health-wise. And there's a lot of reasons for that, but one of them would just be that it's a diuretic, so you end up being dehydrated. The other is that the caffeine molecule looks exactly the same as adenosine, and you have receptors for adenosine in your brain, and adenosine performs very important functions, particularly when... helping you sleep and dilating the blood vessels in your brain, helping you relax.
Right.
If you take in caffeine, which has a half-life in the body of like 6-7 hours or something, it's actually pretty long. And you do that kind of later in the day, then that adenosine doesn't have the opportunity to work properly and help you sleep.
Right.
And so your sleep is affected. Your memory is affected. Mm. Because sleep and memory consolidation are so interconnected. Mm. You end up having a lot of problems. You become dependent on it too.
なんかオフィスにいる人とか結構多いと思うんだけど、その例えば休日にじゃあどっかコーヒーショップに行って一杯買うとかだと、どれぐらい飲んでるか自分で分かってるじゃん。 Because you just bought one cup、
mm-hmm.
But オフィスにいて飲み放題じゃん。オフィスだと大体、yeah. まあ普通に何このジャーみたいなで沸かしてる場合もあるし、こうボタン押してジャーって出てくるとこもあるけど、そうすると1日どれぐらい飲んでるかぶっちゃけ分かんなくなってくるんだよね。だから相当な量飲んでても全然自分で気づいてないっていうかさ、
well, even if you have just one cup like at Staba, we looked up how much caffeine there is in these different sizes, but so Shoto has 163 milligrams of caffeine.
Mm.
Tall has 245 and Grande has
326. だから、トール2杯飲んだらもう許容量超えちゃうもんね。
I actually think that this, if I only have like 120 milligrams of caffeine in a day if I drink coffee.
Okay.
And that's like, that's about half of what she's suggesting that I limit myself to.
Mm.
And I still, like right now, I had coffee this morning. I'm still like a little bit jittery, a little bit, like I'm really sensitive to it because I don't really drink coffee that much.
Okay.
But yeah, you can go over her
limit.
Suggested limit pretty easily.
そうね。なんか、yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's really weird. It's like if you're working in the office, you're already doing something stressful, but then all the other things that you do, it's like 体に悪いこと as well. Do you know what I mean?
To compensate?
It's like, no, like I'm not working in the office anymore, so I don't have a lifetime supply of free coffee anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't drink that much coffee. とかそういうなんていうの、オフィスで働くことによって付帯してついてくるものっていうのが、それも体にあんま良くないっていうかさ。I'm not saying that coffee is bad for you, like generally, but still, I mean, 飲む量をね気をつけないとちょっと嫌だよね。
Yeah, well, they actually have a coffee break. They call it that.
Yeah.
They call it, it's like, okay, it's impossible for you to work a normal work day without getting exhausted and feeling like shit. So we put this little break time in between where you can consume these stimulants and be productive again for the rest of the day.
そう、このリサーチした人がまさにそういうことを言っていて、そのコーヒーっていうのはあまりにももう世界中で飲まれてるし、あまりにも簡単に手に入るっていうか、だからこそ、そのネガティブな効果に全然みんなあんまり気づいてないというか、あんま考えない。
Did you feel that you were addicted to coffee at all?
Yeah, to some extent, yeah.
Did you ever try just not drinking coffee for a few days? Was it noticeable? Because I know people that are useless until they have coffee.
I wasn't addicted in that sense, but like I was psychologically addicted.More like, so not physically, but like.
Well, if you're drinking coffee like that, you are physiologically addicted.
But like, I go to work and I feel like I have to have coffee.
Yeah, that,
in the morning.
That isn't actually a psychological thing, though. It's.
I guess. Yeah, maybe.
It's like getting hungry. That's not psychological, really.
あとなんか日本の会社はどうかわかんないんだけど、缶コーヒーとかみんな飲んでるかもしれない。外資とかだと。コーヒー買ってくるって言えば別に外に出れるわけよ、
mm.
Like it's okay for you to just、mm. go outside of the building. だからコーヒー買ってくるって言って同僚のことスタバに行ったりとかすると、 You know it's like なんか It feels like it's a fun thing to do. Like、
yeah.
なんか仕事の合間に。 So like coffee is associated with this, you know, relaxing, fun moments during a work day みたいな。だからなんか、ああ、コーヒー、コーヒーみたいになっちゃうんだよね。
Mm.
So, I don't know. But I'm not drinking it for a year and I'm totally okay without it, you know? I can wake up in the morning, you know?
Mm.
So, I don't know. It's just like, I feel like, なんかもうコーヒーないともう朝無理みたいな。
Doesn't your skin look worse?
てかね、my skin was like,so much worse when I was working long hours. それこの間気づいたの初めて。なんか自分ではさ慣れちゃって分かんないじゃん。で、yeah. 久しぶりに前行ってた皮膚科に行ったのね。そしたら写真見せてくれて前の昔の、mm. めっちゃ肌荒れてんの。でもその時は思ってなかったの別に肌荒れてるって。なんかもう慣れちゃって、
mm.
で今見たらうわ汚なみたいな。多分まあ coffee could be one of the reasons why.
Well, I think it is because it compromises your sleep, and that's so important for your skin.
Yeah, you
know? Yeah. Also, when you drink coffee or you take in any caffeine, your body has a stress response and releases cortisol, and you end up losing collagen in your skin. Well, there's people that are drinking so much coffee and then like eating some collagen gumi or some shit. Like, why don't you? That's not as good as just
real collagen.
It's just laying off the heavy coffee drinking.
I really like Starbucks. よく行くんだけど、スタバにね、Wi-Fi あるし。でも、で、コーヒーの匂いもすごい好きなの。だからスタバに行くけど、いつも紅茶飲んでる。You know?
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah.だからあの和のカフェをもっと増やしてほしい私は。
You should do it.
One of our listeners is actually running this 和カフェ。
What's?
あの羽田空港とかにもあるらしいよ。
So they just have tea and stuff?
そうなんか抹茶とかあの玄米ラテじゃないけどなんか玄米ラテ sounds kind of weird, but そういうなんていうの和っぽいものとあとお菓子っていうか。食べ物も和菓子とかカステラみたいなとかわかんないけど。
I want the,
そういうの行きたいあったら。
I want Jonathan の drink bar and Wi-Fi together.
ああ、ファミレスにね。ファミレスって Wi-Fi ないんだ。
Not Familes. I don't want to. If I'm trying to work on shit, I'm not trying to sit around a bunch of kids flinging pasta everywhere.I just want to, it should be like Starbucks, but have Jonathan の drink bar and Wi-Fi.
もうビジネス成り立たないんじゃないの。300円とかでみんなが何時間も仕事してたら。オフィスいらないじゃん。
次。According to a new study in The Lancet, a quarter of Russian men die before the age of 55.The study involved 151,000 men tracked over the course of 10 years. The researchers noted how many died and from what cause. For men in the same age... Okay, so for men 35 to 55 years old that drank less than a half-liter bottle of vodka per week had a 16% risk of dying in that 10-year period.
Mm-hmm.
And this increases to 20% for men drinking 1 to 2.9 bottles per week. And for men between, for men in that same age group drinking 3 or more bottles per week, the risk of death is even higher at 35%. And then that number jumps to 64% chance of dying for men between 55 and 74.And then the authors of the study concluded that vodka significantly...contributes to premature deaths in Russian men.
ランセットの研究でロシア人男性の4分の1は55歳になる前に死亡していることが分かりました。これは15万1000人のロシア人男性を10年間モニターして分かったことです。35歳から55歳までの男性で 500ml のウォッカのボトルを週に1本以下飲んでいる人は死亡リスクが 16% なのに対し、1から 2.9 本飲む人は 20% の死亡リスク、3本以上では 35% 以上でした。 55歳から74歳になると3本以上飲む人のリスクは 64% にまで上昇していました。研究者はロシア人男性が長生きしない原因としてウォッカが大いに関係していると結論付けています。本当にそんなウォッカ飲んでんだね、ロシア人って。ただのステレオタイプだけじゃなくて。
Well, oftentimes there's a little truth in stereotypes.
Yeah.
Russian men definitely drink a lot of vodka, it seems. But there's one issue with this study, and that this is just correlation.
Right.
This is just correlation, and the problem with that in this particular case is that a lot of people who drink also smoke.
Ah, yeah, 確かにね。 Yeah. I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
確かに。
And people who drink and smoke, people who drink a lot might also be more likely to do other stuff too.
Yeah, 確かに。
But...
だって週に3本、ウォッカ3本以上って結構すごいよね。
Yeah.
Right? That's a lot of vodka.
Yeah.
Per week.
Yeah. Well, 55 is, that's pretty young to be dead.
Mm.
Not from like an accident or anything, but just...
Yeah.
Well, I guess...
超早いよ。
Did they actually... They did note the cause of death, actually, so I guess that's accounted for.
Mm. Well, なんか、ショットで飲んでんのかな、これ。どういうこと?
I don't think it really matters how you drink it.
No, I'm just curious, like, as to how they like it.
Oh, well, I listed... There was another list from a different source that compiled... just put all the different countries ranked from who takes the most shots to who takes the least shots.
Okay. その一晩でとかってこと?
Well, it's just...
Or 1年にとか?
In general.
Okay.
Well, I mean, if you're taking more shots in one night, then you're taking more shots over the course of a year, probably.
Right.
But South Korea was number one.
Ah.
South Korea was number
one
for shots.
すごい飲むらしいもんね。
What are they taking shots of in South Korea?
知らない。
Soju?
わかんない。でも、すごい飲むっていうね、あの男の人たちね。パカパカ。
Russia was number two.
Okay.
Philippines was number
three. へー、フィリピン。
Yeah.
何飲んでんのかな。
I have Tequila? No idea.
Hmm.
Would it be?
Well, they were invaded by Spanish people. What did they drink? I don't know.
What did the Spanish drink?
Yeah.
I thought tequila was like a Mexican thing.
Yeah.
Not necessarily Spanish.
次は?
Spanish people seem like they drink wine.
They do. Yeah, they do.
I guess everyone drinks wine. Thailand and Japan is number
Thailand?
Five. Yeah. Hey. Well, they have all those Thai beers. There's a drinking culture over there, for sure.
日本...
But Japan is number five. That's ahead of the U.S. There's like a bunch of European countries between... Japan and the US. Like, Japan's way ahead.
日本ってショットそんな飲んでる日本人って。Not in our community, but Japanese
people drink a lot.
They do, but they don't drink shots.
But if you're drinking a lot, no, they drink shots.
だってさ、結構飲み会とかが多いじゃん。
Anytime I go out with like Japanese people, they're drinking a lot. I like barely survive.
Mm, okay. そんな飲んでるか。まあヨーロッパあんまりショット。
Are people taking shots at vanity? A lot?
I don't know.
I don't know.
No. もう何ヶ月も行ってないよクラブ。
あ、そう。
もう飲まないじゃんお酒。
つまんない。
ひどい。次。
Dmytro Bulatov, I don't know how to say his name, the Ukrainian leader of protest group Auto Maidan, was abducted amid the chaos in Kiev. Last Thursday, he was found alive but severely hurt, having been tortured and then left for dead in the cold. His captors had kept him in a dark shelter for 8 days, cutting off part of his ear, slashing his face, and driving nails through his hands. Ukrainian officials have since issued a wanted notice declaring him a suspect in organizing mass disorder and want him under house arrest. The opposition has suggested that the government has death squads operating in the Ukraine, and Bulatov has since left the country for safety and medical attention.
ウクライナの反政府グループオートメイデンのリーダーディミトロ・ブラトフ氏がキエフのデモの最中誘拐されました。先週の木曜日、生きて発見されましたが、拷問された状態で屋外に捨てられていました。誘拐犯たちは8日間もの間、彼を暗いシェルターに閉じ込めた上で、耳の一部を切り取ったり、顔を刃物で切りつけたり、手に釘を刺したりしました。ウクライナ当局はこの事件後、プラトフ氏をデモを起こした罪で指名手配し、自宅に軟禁しようとしています。プラトフ氏は安全確保と怪我の治療のため、すでに国外へ逃亡しています。ええって感じじゃない
?Did you see the video?
Video of what?
Of him? Him after they found him.
No.
They found him and there's a video of he's just like, he's a mess. His face is all cut up.
Oh my god.
Part of his ear is missing. Blood everywhere.
なんか、yeah. あのこんなめちゃくちゃな状態なのに彼が指名手配されてるっていうのにびっくりした私は、
mm.
えって思って So we don't know where he is now, right? But he's outside of Ukraine.
Well, we don't know where he is, but he went to some EU country for assistance.
Okay, okay.
Because he's afraid that he'll be
be killed
yeah. in the Ukraine.
耳の一部を切り取ったり、手に釘を刺したりとか、何これ?
Well, they nailed him to the door.
What?
Yeah. They put him against the door and like nailed him to it.
Oh my god. That's like what they did to Leo DiCaprio in that movie, you know?
That's what they did to Jesus.
Yeah, that's true. Well, yeah.It was a wrist in his case, right? Not his hands.
I thought it was his hands.
Well, 全然関係なくなっちゃうけど、なんか手だとね、ちぎれちゃうんだって。体の重さで。だから wrist だったらしいよ。
Really?
Yeah. But anyways, かわいそうだね。こんな。
Well, he was on the door through his hands. And he didn't fall off.
But maybe his
legs were... He's fatter than Jesus. He's way fatter than Jesus.
でも床についてたかもしれないでしょ、体が。
No, I don't think so.
浮いてたの?
Yeah, I think...
You sure?
I'm not... Well, he didn't specify, but he said he was nailed to a door.
That sucks.
But, That's yeah, so the opposition thinks that the government did this.
まあ、それはそうでしょうね。
And that the government has paid off death squads to go aroundDeath squads to go around just murdering leaders of the opposition.
でもそんなわかりやすいことあるって感じじゃない? It's like, of course, it's you guys, みたいな. Who else?
Well, they're not necessarily because there are people in the Ukraine that support the current government.
I guess.
They're like extremists in every country. They're extremists here.
Yeah.
That would defend the Japanese government no matter what they did.
Yeah.
It's like, it could have been those people, but...
でもひどいね、これ。もうウクライナ全然もう解決しそうにないじゃん。
This happens to this guy, and the first thing the Ukrainian government says is like, oh, we want that guy.
ね。
And they tried to arrest him. They tried to remove him from the hospital.
Yeah. 意味わかんないね。
Or wherever he was getting medical attention. And it's like, dude, let me like...Get some medical attention
yeah.
first.
ね。しかもデモを起こした罪とさ、この拷問されてる罪だったら絶対拷問の方がやばいじゃん。先そっちを捕まえてよって感じじゃない？この盗聴された人じゃなくて。
yeah, yeah. Catch the guys that did this.
ね。
ウ
クライナやばいな。
Yeah, the government there is pretty fucked.
Yeah.
That protest group, Automaidan.Has since recognized Klitschko, Vitaly Klitschko, as an opposition leader. Like they they support him.
Oh, okay.
Because there hasn't been that much unity in these protests. There's like some different groups and different people.
Mm.
But it seems like they're gravitating towards Vitali Klitschko.
Okay.
Which is interesting.
Because
they've had incidences where some of the protesters got really violent or really aggressive.
Mm.
And this guy, Dmytro Bulatov, who was abducted or kidnapped or whatever, he's been really outspoken against that violence.
Oh, 超いい人じゃん。
And after all of this happened, they interview him and he's like, yeah, we're still gonna, he's gonna come back and he's still gonna do the same thing. Like, he's not quitting. But he was left for dead. Like, he was supposed to be dead.
もう死ぬ寸前じゃん。もうちょっと気をつけてほしいね。もし戻ることがあるんであれば。I hope he won't go back.
He'll definitely go back. These guys are so... He'll take some vodka shots and he'll be right back in there. No problem.
Well, it's crazy.
次, a company called Harris Interactive has collected data suggesting that we value our cell phones more than we value sex. A group called Statista compiled the data into a list ranking the items that Americans said they couldn't live without. So the percentage of Americans that can't live without food was 73%, car 42%, internet access 28%, mobile phone 26%, computer and laptop 24%, television 23%, sex 20%, navigation system 8%, social networking sites 7%, and tablet computer 6%.
ハリスインタラクティブというアメリカの会社の調査で多数の人がセックスよりも携帯電話の方が大事だと考えていることが分かりました。2210人へのアンケートでなくては生きられないと思うものにランキングをつけてもらって発覚しました。1位食べ物、2位車、3位インターネット、4位携帯電話、5位パソコン、6位テレビ、7位セックス、8位車のナビ、9位 SNS、 10位タブレット PC。 車のナビってすごいスペシフィックだね。
Yeah, they actually, for each of these items they asked, they gave people three options. Could not live without it, could not live without it for a few days, and could not live without it for a week or more.
まあでもそういう聞き方をすると確かに、アメリカとかだと特に車ないとまず食べ物買いに行けないとかってなると、まあそれがセックスより先に来るのはわかるけど、携帯電話なんか、
I think
日本で聞いたらどうなるか。
I think things like television and computer, laptop, like that stuff has fallen down the list, as the phone can kind of do a lot of the same things.
そうだね、そうね。別にパソコンあればテレビいらないもんね。テレビパソコンで見れるし。
そう。Depends what you're watching. You can't get NHK on your...
でもほら、ワンセグとか、ワンセグとかあるじゃん、日本って。You can watch TV, like Japanese TV on your phone.
iPhone はそれないんだよね。
そう。まあ、いらないけどね。テレビ見る？外で。I mean, I don't.
I don't even watch TV here.
この中だ、まあ食べ物が1位はさ、まあそれはわかるじゃん。
TV used to be like way more popular, I feel like.、Right?
そうだね。まあテレビしかない、何？その楽しみがない時はさ、ネットとかもないし。
But like before cell phones and before computers could actually do anything cool, it was all TV,、right?
それしかないからね。でも今は。
What's worse?
What's worse?
What's worse for the human race? What's worse for the planet? Cell phone addiction or TV addiction? Because it seems like TV addiction is slowly being replaced. I mean, there are people that are doing both at once.
まあ、cell phone の方が悪い。
So,
健康には悪そう。
At least you're outside.
健康には悪そう。
But you can go places and do things.
Yeah, but 見てるスクリーン見てる時間が全然違うじゃん。トータルの時間が。Right? So, I don't know.
How many hours per day are you looking at a screen?
How many, 結構見てる。
How many hours per day were you looking at a screen with your 普通の office job before?
もうそれはすごいよ。すごい時間。もう一日の大半。私仕事してるときはずっとパソコンの前に座ってるし、
yeah.
休み時間携帯いじってるし、
yeah.
寝る前もだから不眠症だから寝れないから寝る直前まで携帯見てるじゃん。
So how many hours out of a waking day are you not looking at a screen with?
もう寝てるときだけだったんじゃない。だから寝てるだからその
I mean like while you're awake
4時間5時間とか以外は全部見てるみたいな。So like, oh my god, like 20 hours? I don't know.
A day? So you were sleeping like 4 hours?
I was sleeping like 4 or 5 hours.
And the rest of the time you were just looking at a screen pretty much the whole time.
Yeah. やばいね。そう考えると。
What about now?
今の方が全然、I mean, I don't sit in front of the computer all day. So, 今はそんな、前よりは見てないかも。But I do watch...like TV shows or I started reading stuff on iPad with Kindle recently. So まあそれも見てるかな。でもなくても別に生きれるけどね。私車ないからこの2位の車別になくていいし。でもインターネットはないときついから。
Yeah, there's definitely some differences for Japan.Versus, this is for the States. This is for Americans. But
yeah,
I don't think most Japanese people need a car.
I mean, yeah. It's like, 国っていうよりも、でも都市か田舎かにもよるじゃん。If you're living in the countryside, then you definitely need a car. So, それにもよるよね。だから東京の都心に住んでる人は多分別に車なくても、そんな困る人いないと思うし、コリン以外は。
I don't even know why car and food and that kind of shit is on this list.Of course I need food. What are you retarded?、
ね、
what it...
これ謎だよね。だってそしたら睡眠とかさ。
And whether or not you need a car is just kind of like whether or not you're in the city, I feel like.
なんか、セックスと食べ物抜きで、こういうテクノロジーに絞ればよかったのにね。混ぜるとちょっとおかしくなっちゃうよね。
Yeah.
Because you can't really compare sex and car. It's like, oh, I need a car to go get food. But I could survive without sex.For like a week, so みたいになっちゃうじゃん。
Yeah.
SNS 9位ってことは、でも9位っていうことは SNS がないと生きれないって言ってる人がいっぱいいたってことだよね。
Well, in
この2000人の中には。
In the actual study, it says, どこ ？Yeah, 78% could go a week or more without SNS.
じゃあ 30% は。SNS なしじゃ1週間生きれないって思ったってことか。
Well, less. 16%.
But that's still like 結構すごくない？ Twitter とか Facebook ないと1週間生きれないと思う人が10人に 1人か2人ぐらい。
Yeah. Yeah.
That's kind of crazy.
Well, this is kind of related to our first story about Facebook.
Yeah, そうだね。まあでも毎日見てる Facebook。
I 一瞬見る。
私も一瞬見る。
一瞬見て、I'm just checking the notice がある
か。ああ、なんか今ポッドキャストのツイッターがあるから、それをしょっちゅう見ちゃう。で自分のアカウントがもう全然放置されてる何ヶ月も、
yeah.
もうこっちはいいやみたいな。 So I don't know。 まあでも食べ物とセックスは大事だよね。
Yeah, for sure。
ね、なんか寂しいよねこういう風にランキングされちゃうとさ。
Do you think that for sure this where sex comes in on this list it would come in a lot lower on a JapaneseList, right?
そうだね。もともとセックスの回数少ないって言われてるから。
I feel like there are so many people here that are just like they're almost asexual.
Yeah. I mean, I see. I know some couples that are sexless when they're like my age.
No, not even like so. Couples. There are people that are just
not interested.
They're just totally cool being solo. Just rolling solo. And they're not even... They're not proactive about changing that.
それ難しいけどね。でもその本当にいらないと心から思ってるのか、それともなんかこう拒絶とかが怖いからなくてもいいやって思おうとしてるのかとか、いろいろあるじゃん。それにもよるよね。
But being okay, like this could not live without it in this survey, that basically means like that pressure is not there for you to be proactive about it.
そうだね、確かにね。
Right?
Yeah. ダメだよ、セックスしないとね、免疫が下がっちゃうからみんな。この久しぶりの話。だって 30% だっけ？週に1回セックスすると 30% 免疫力が上がるっていうことだから、今特にさ、だってノロウイルスだの、インフルエンザだの、風邪だの言ってるから、セックスすれば全部解決するよ。
Or you could actually catch those illnesses instead.
Yeah,
in
which sucks.
In that process, yeah.
Good to know. Ah, 確かに。
Right?
そうだね。That sucks.
Do you know about the Zimmerman thing?
No.
It's kind of a different story, but you know who Zimmerman is, George Zimmerman.
Yep.
He had that incident with Trayvon Martin.
Yep.
Trayvon Martin ended up dead.
Yep. これ説明した方がいいかな、みんなに一瞬。
Do you remember?
It was like last year, right?
Yeah.
去年、あの、その、ジョージ・ゼマーマンっていう男性が、あの、まあ、なんか、近所の見回りみたいな、ボランティアっていうかね。で、見回ってたところ、その、あの、アメリカってこう、ゲートコミュニティみたいになって、こう、門が、近所の、なんだろう、その、
Well, it doesn't have to be so 細かい。
Yeah, I guess.まあ、とにかくその自分の近所であの黒人の男の子が、まあ、なんか怪しいみたいな風に思って、で警察に電話したんだよね。であのちょっと怪しい黒人の少年がいるんだけどみたいな。
Well, he had jumped a fence or something, hadn't he?
そうだそうだ、yeah. そのだからゲートコミュニティのフェンスを飛び越えてるところを発見して、ジママが警察に電話して、怪しい黒人の男の子がいるんだけどって言ったら、警察の人が、あ、今見に行くから、あなたは何もしないで待ってくださいって言ったんだけど、ジマーマンは、まあ、独断で、その少年のところに近づいていって、まあ、結局、揉み合いみたいに、まあ、誰もね、見てないから、本当のところ何が起きたか分かんないんだけど、揉み合いみたいになって、ジマーマンがその黒人の少年を撃ち殺してしまったっていう事件があって、まあ、人種のこととかもあって、すごいアメリカで大きいニュースになったんだけど。
Yeah, so Zimmerman was innocent.
In the court.
In court, yeah.
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 そうそうそう。あの、そう、結局あの、無罪っていうふうに判決が出て、その後もなんかいろいろちょっとお騒がせだったんだよね。
Do you know who DMX is?The rapper.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, apparently Zimmerman and DMX are going to have a boxing match.
What?
Yeah.
What? 何それ?
A celebrity boxing match.
That's so random.
yeah, so some boxing promoter said that Zimmerman was going to have a fight and they wanted to see like who was going to fight, and they got thousands, and they got something crazy like...
Okay.
16,000 messages or something of people volunteering to enter that fight.
Okay.
With Zimmerman, the boxing match.
Okay.
And they ended up selecting DMX.
Okay.
Who's this...
Rapper.
Rapper. And
right.
So I guess DMX and George Zimmerman are going to have a boxing
match. It's going to happen?
I don't know. It seems like it's going to happen.
Because Zimmerman, it's got a celebrity になったの?
well, since Trayvon.
意味がわかんない。アメリカでたまにそういう不思議なことするよね。
Well, this is super bizarre. If anyone that knows like DMX and then knows the whole Zimmerman case, like
yeah.
this doesn't even seem like real life. Like there's no way this could happen. But it might actually happen. Like Zimmerman and DMX boxing.
ていうかボクサーじゃないしねお互い何やってんの?
Well, Zimmerman has some training.
なんかさゼムメンさ無罪になって出てきた後になんか誰か助けたりしたよね? Do you remember? Like he saved someone's life or something.
Didn't he also have some weird sketchy thing where he got in trouble too?
Yeah, like he beat up his wife とか なんか
something like that.
いや、意味わかんないよね、ちょっと。どうなってんの? It's really weird. Who was that girl that I hated? The girl who allegedly killed her
Casey Anthony?
Yeah. Well, Casey Anthony もそのうちなんかボクシングとか出てくるかな?
I think Zimmerman might win this. DMX is, he's swole.
ゼムルマン結構でかいんだよね. He's not like skinny or anything.
He's a little bit, he's
chubby.
Little chubby.
ちょっとね.
Yeah, DMX will have the height and reach advantage, I believe.
てか彼毎日今何してんだろうね? 仕事あんのかな?
I don't know. I think they're both broke. Both DMX and Zimmerman.
Oh, so they need the money?
I guess. I don't know.
It's pretty sad.
Do you think that they should be able to do this? Because a lot of people are saying that this isn't right. Because obviously, the only reason why Zimmerman is so well known and can do this is because of the case involving Trayvon Martin. Yeah. And Trayvon Martin is dead.
まあだから、それは人がとやかく言うことというよりも、彼自身の両親の問題だよね。 He needs to, it's like whether he realizes why he's getting this, you know, status, you know, like how the whole thing started. Does he want to do this boxing thing, really? Like, you know.
But there are a lot of people that are saying that this shouldn't be allowed because it's so... They're accusing them of race baiting. Like, this is using race... Race baiting is a huge part of the promotional aspect of this this match. And DMX said a bunch of things like he just wants to
beat up this guy.
Beat the crap out of Zimmerman.
まあ、それ公にそうやって言っちゃってたら確かにちょっとやめた方がいいかもね。 I mean, boxing is a sport, じゃん.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be without, you know, personal emotions. Or grudges and stuff.
Not necessarily. There's always that aspect to a boxing match.
Yeah, but I mean, it's usually with professionals who know the boundary, who are trained and, you know, whatnot. It's not like these boxing shiroto, you know, beating up each other just because they want to. So,
do you think it's immoral?
I would want to punch Casey Anthony. Like, I don't know. I don't know. でもこれでゼムルマンが勝ったらもう意味がわかんないけどね、さらに。
I think he will win.
So, I don't know.
DMX has done way too much crack.
It's really bizarre.
DMX is too old and he's done way too many drugs.
Yeah.
To really show up for this.
It's really weird.
It's like not real life. This is something that would happen in a movie.
今年になってまでゼムルマンの話してると思わなかったもん、もはや。
He's back.
いいよ、帰ってこなくて。いらない。いらない。はい。
Who would win, you or Casey Anthony?
I will win. Definitely.
No way. Casey Anthony is way bigger than you, right?
She's not big. She might be taller than me, but... Casey Anthony. Well, she's... I don't know.
If I could arrange that, would you do it?
Yes, I will.
Mommy versus Casey Anthony.
Yeah. あんまりね、何があったか事情がわかんないから、あんまりそういう事件とか見ても、こう、めめめってならないように、いつも心がけてんだけど、 Casey Anthony だけはね、もう、生理的に無理なの。なんかあの、 無罪になって出てきた後に出してた YouTube のビデオとかも、もう見てるだけでイライラするもん。
Yeah, but I feel like
It's like the whole world hates her.
I don't like it when people take these sort of things like
personally
or try to take it into their own hands or like
I just
if the evidence wasn't there like for the Zimmerman case if the evidence isn't there like we're not gonna catch everybody
even
you just gotta let it go there's so many people that are so angry at George Zimmerman maybe he did some shit but if the system failed then be mad at the system
I mean even with Casey Anthony it's like we don't know what happened we don't know what exactly happened
but so. You'd beat her up anyways
the Jody Arias in her case it's like she killed her boyfriend right だからまだそんなにイライラしないのなんか it was with Casey Anthony it was her daughter who was like really tiny so
Jody
Arias you know she became really famous last year
I think I
by killing that. A Mormon pastor boyfriend who was supposed to be like...
Is that the one where they did the live stream of her in court?
I don't know. But like she slashed his throat and
she
shot him in the head after that.
She seemed crazy.
She's
right?
crazy, yeah.
She seemed like mentally ill.
あれはでも本当に疑いの余地なく自分でやったみたいなケースだから。Like they had evidence and everything. I don't know what kind of verdict she got in the end, but...
She seemed mentally ill. I'm not a psychologist or whatever, but...
Casey Anthony も相当やばいよ. Oh my god, that YouTube video. You have to watch it.
It's kind of weird because a lot of these cases that are the most controversial, oftentimes the person involved, the perpetrator, is mentally screwed up.
Yeah.
Like the... what was it? The shootings in Colorado at the movie theater.
Right, that dude
was nuts.
Yeah.
You just look at his face, he just looks completely nuts.
Well, Jody Arias seemed normal in some interviews. Like, she was really calm and
she was
like,
crazy.
No, I didn't do this, you know, blah, blah, blah. I loved my boyfriend.
So what I'm thinking is, like, it's kind of weird how there's this line of evil and then you kind of just cross into, like, insane. And then it goes from like punishment to treatment.
What is that?
Like you can do fucked up things and you'll get punished. But if you do something so fucked up, then it's like, oh, you're crazy.
Yeah.
So we'll just put you in this mental institution.
そうそう。いや、だから一番私がおかしいと思ってんのは、その、例えば頭がじゃあおかしいですってなって病院に行くじゃん。 で、 結局何ヶ月とか何年とかいて、あ、治りましたって言って病院に出るじゃん。 Right? じゃあさ、 それはそれでいいとして、その後にじゃあ、あの刑務所に入るべきじゃない? 治った後に。 Like, Sakakibara とかもそうじゃん。 結局, he did something so horrible and scary.
But
then they said that he was sick, so he went to the hospital and he went out. You know, he came outside and he's living right now among us.
But being sick is also what absolves them of that responsibility.
Right? Yeah.
So if you're not responsible for that, why should you be punished for it?
だから結局さ、何?その temporary insanityとかもそうだけど、言ったもん勝ちみたいになるじゃん。
Temporary insanity is so convenient.
Right? なんでもそれじゃん。なんか、あ、もう全然心神喪失でした、みたいな。もう I didn't know what I was doing. Like, somebody was screaming in my head. I had to do it.
But that sounds like something really extreme, but I think people experience temporary insanity all the time.
Yeah.
Like, to like a lesser degree. Like, you'll say, like, oh, you know, you're tripping. Like, you're just not in the right state of mind, and you're saying things that you don't mean. You're just so angry and emotional.
Okay. I've been in this temporary insanity moment where I could have done something really scary and horrible. But looking back, if I had done something, then I feel like I'm responsible.
Yeah, but you didn't. It's a lot easier to say that when you didn't do it.
Even if I did, how could I say that I'm not responsible because of my mental instability?
But if you're insane, like, how can you take responsibility? I mean, if you're Do you know what I mean? Because there's people that are really crazy. They don't know what's going on.
So if any, there's this whole legal system is like not
working. It's weird. We haven't figured it out. We clearly haven't figured it out.
So that one.
We clearly haven't figured it out. There's the weird temporary insanity or insanity versus like evil thing.
Yeah.
And then there's like punishment versus rehabilitating people.
Yeah.
You know, we see in parts of Europe, they've really gone the way of rehabilitating people.
Apparently,
it's been more effective.
Yeah. I mean, like, in if you read court documents, it's always like the judge saying, like, deciding, like, oh, この人は更生の余地がありますとか、この人はもう絶対変わらないとか。But how can you know?
Yeah, you don't know that shit.
Right? So it's, the whole thing is
just a bunch of people pretending they know shit when they don't. God damn it.
Including ourselves.
Well, that's what this show is about, so.
Okay. Okay. それがこれです、なので収録しているところの写真とあとマミがあのなんか夜メディアのおすすめみたいなしてるやつがあるので見てみてください。寒いね。
いや、
てかマイケルんちいつも寒いんだよね。
Yeah, it never I don't know what to do about it.
Right? It's really weird. だってね、この間鍋やったのうちで、その時暖かくなかった、うちあれ暖房入ってないんだよ。
Yeah, my apartment building is
寒い。
超古い。 It's like from
is that why?
It's like from the 60s or something.
Oh.
だから、
そっか。
あと、まあ、I don't want to give people hints about where I'm living. I'll just stop there.
Yeah. Okay. So, あとこの間ね、あの特別編でなんとあのニコラス・ペタスが来てくれたんだけど、あのなんで来てくれたかの話をするのを忘れたんだよね、そこで。それでツイッターで結構え、なんでみたいなのがいっぱい来て、
うん、
あれだよね、マイケルのトレーナーのトレーナート
レーナーの元トレーナート
レーナーの元トレーナーっていうあのコネで、来てくれました。
Well, we talked about it a bit
briefly, but it was only in English.
Yeah.Yeah, so. His name is Koichi.
Koichi Petasu.
No, it used to be Koichi Petasu.
Oh, not anymore.
But, 元トレーナーだから。
あ、そこそこ。
I think it's like.
It's Koichi. Just Koichi?
Yeah.
Okay. そっか。
まあ、he fights in glory. So.
そうだ、そうだよね。プロなんだもんね。
Yeah, he fought レバンナ。
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
They fought twice.
そっか。写真をツイッターとフェイスブックに載せたんだけど、マミが子供みたいに小さく見えますみたいなよく言われて確かにと思った。ちっちゃい子みたいになっちゃったね。二人が大きいからさ。
Yeah, there were some people saying that I'm bigger than Nicholas Pettis, but not even. That dude is bigger.
すごかったね。マッチョだったね。なんかもう骨からして太そうな感じだった。
Yeah.
Yeah. And in the meantime, I'm like.This tiny Kobito. Well.
Kobito?
Yeah. Mushibito.
Mushibito?
はい。今週中かな。もうすぐあの、コリンの特別編の、トランスクリプト、
yeah.
アプリに出しますので、お楽しみに。コリンとね、ミーシャの会が一番リクエストが多かったんだよね。あのトランスクリプト欲しいですっていう。なので
Those ones, take a lot longer.
いや長いからね。So, コリンのもうすぐ出します。コリン元気だったね、この間会ったんだけど、あのクマちゃんにメロメロだった。
On Instagram?
Oh yeah yeah yeah. トイレのね話とかね。
トイレ。
Yeah, it was fun. Okay.
That's it, yeah?
うん。
Okay.
終わり。
Bye. Bye.